fucking cool.
It's like so dark though. It is just for teachers.
Yeah.
It's a teacher highlighter. I will I'll correct that afterwards since.
Do what you want.
Well, I mean
I'm not offended. I don't care.
Hold on, I can tell you somebody's checking out on Sunday, but I don't think anyone is checking in that same day. So I'll be able to tell you.
I have a key card too, so I can get into Cohodas and print off shit if you need me to.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm important.
Kind of. Yeah, there's a 4-day stretch that no one's staying in next week.
Great.
So if you're in town this weekend and you want to print them, fine, but I'm not going to make you make a special trip to work.
I mean, I'm going to be at the Dome or at the Berry.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll check it over. Sorry.
I don't. It's better now than have some stupid person go like, there are so many typos in this.
Yeah. You're I mean, damn. It's still 10,000. It would have taken me 84 long years to make this.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That's why when you like showed like the first couple ones, I'm like, wow, this is really fancy. I just wanted it like typed and printed.
I know. I saw what you sent me and I was just like, I can do better than this.
I mean, that's the one and the one one of the rentals I clean.
Do they need one done too? I'll just make one for all of the rentals that you clean.
No, I'm sure that theirs is working out. Like,
I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. And then they also have one, like their Wi-Fi is like on a separate big printout.
Oh yeah.
So they have like three things on the side of the fridge. So it's like a hotel. Yeah. So the Wi-Fi one is a full page. And then there's the list of like house frequently asked questions. And then there's like a little,
I've stayed at Airbnbs like that.
If you open it, close it. If you, you know, whatever.
You should just like make notes for everything. Like put one on the fridge and all of the cabinets. If you open it, close it. Somebody would walk in and be like, I want my deposit back. Thank you. This shit is insane.
I was cleaning yesterday and they left the house really nice, or 2 days ago, and they left a little card for the homeowner, which I thought was cute.
Aww.
Which I meant to message her to see what it said inside, but like they left that and I was almost done cleaning, like just doing my last few things, and I opened the oven and they had cooked bacon on a cookie sheet in the oven and like left it. So they must have just forgot about it. And you're
like, fuck you.
I took it home. I just took it home because I'm like, I'm not going to wash it, then have to clean the sink, then have to like do everything. So I brought it home to wash it. So I meant to be like, I took home a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
In case she goes over there, takes inventory on all the stuff. Oh, so this is my bad day. This is why I have a 24-ounce White Claw. Because I worked. Work was fine. No big deal. Mm-hmm. Normal day. Then I met Greg at the BLP trails.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the dogs. And it was Sander's first hike.
Oh, my gosh.
So, well, I took him to the beach a couple times. But this was his first, like, you know. And he was doing really good. Following right along with us for like a little over a mile. And then
are you
Ruby,
like those people that have dogs off their leashes?
Am I like those people?
Are you those people?
I am those people.
Oh god.
However, Ruby has 100% recall.
She's real good, even with me, and I'm not around her that much.
And when she sees people,
100% recall.
No, she does. Like if I say Ruby, come. She, no matter what she's doing, she
Border
turns around
Collies,
and comes back.
Border Collies, though, are, like, on the ball.
So, there's that. But, and she'll stop. So, if we're walking along and she's 10 feet ahead of us or whatever, and she sees bikes, kids, other dogs, she stands there, stands still.
They're super
So, we know
dogs.
That somebody's there. So, then we can either call her back and put her on a leash,
mm-hmm.
or we can have her, we say, off trail.
Yeah.
And she gets off of the trail so bikes can go by.
Yeah.
Those are her, like, commands. So we're not just willy-nilly. Like, we were out there.
I fucking hate people
today,
that are just willy-nilly with their
And there
their
was
dogs.
A guy, and he was calling for his dogs, and they were, like, they passed. We were, like, on parallel trails.
Yeah.
So we could hear a guy way calling, and then we saw these dogs just run the complete opposite direction.
I hate it when people have their dogs off leash and the dog is charging at me and I'm running and they're like, oh, the dog's friendly. I love dogs, but I don't give a fuck if your dog is friendly or not. I don't want them charging at me.
Well, I don't want them jumping on me. Like, I've never had... The only time... Wow, that was loud.
Boosh.
I've never had a dog, like, go after me, I don't think.
Yeah.
But dogs have went after Ruby.
Yeah.
Like, dogs bigger than her.
So what happened today?
Oh, what happened today? So we're walking along the trail. Everything's great. There's some other people with dogs. We walked right by them. Ruby was on good behavior. She goes charging up a hill, though, because she likes sprinting up the hill by the dam. When she's coming back down, her right front paw covered with blood.
Oh, little Ruru.
So she had impaled herself with a stick and it like tore it open.
Because I saw the picture and I was like, ooh.
I took a picture of it?
Greg posted a picture on Strava.
Oh, of like
of her leg like sitting in the car.
Oh, okay. Now she's got a few little stitches. However, she needed all of her vaccinations. It was an emergency vet visit.
So it was like $500?
Almost, yeah.
Really? Oh, good guess.
Out of the blue. Out of the clear blue sky. Yeah.
Well, that's like with Oberon when he was having the digestive problems. It was $1,200 because he had to have surgery.
Oh, my God. What vet do you go to?
Negani. Yeah. Well, he had x-rays. Like, in total, it was $1,200. That was like a week-long process of him going in and out of the vet.
Because Rachel's cat had urinary tract issues. He had like a swollen urethra, and then it ended up having stones too.
Yeah.
He was in the vet for like 4 or 5 days with a catheter. And I guess they just like kept him kind of sedated, you know? And then anti-inflammatories or whatever. And that ended up being, I think it was like less than $500.
What the fuck?
I know.
Well, he had to have like open surgery.
Yeah.
Like big old thing. And that was, I think his surgery wasn't that much. His surgery was like 700, but we had taken him into the vet a couple other times to get x-rays and all that other stuff.
So little Ruby is now home with stitches, a cone for when she like, I think she'll still be able to get at her paw. She's a very smart dog.
Yeah.
She'll have the puppy come and chew it for her. Anyway.
I believe that. Anyway, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's my day. I'm tired.
Well, here we are. Here we are doing stuff. What? Hello, everyone.
Oh, okay.
My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're heading out to the high seas in Ghost Ship, which came out in 2002. It's an hour and a half. And you can find it on Apple and Amazon for $2.99.
I couldn't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere else either. It's directed by Steve Beck. It's written by John Pogue. Sure.
No idea.
That was the main, or the, what's the thing where it's not the story? Oh, screenplay.
Yes.
That was the screenplay. And then Mark Hanlon had the story.
Wasn't the director, didn't he also direct 13 Ghosts?
Yep.
Okay.
And John Frizzell, the composer, also did the music for 13 Ghosts.
That would make sense because music-wise, there's a lot of
the flashback similarities. Scene.
Yes.
We'll get into it. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. This has a doozy of a cast. There are a few people in here.
A few somewhat famous people, yeah.
Yes. Epps is played by Juliana Margulies. She was in ER and The Morning Show. Gabriel Byrne as Murphy. He was in The Usual Suspects, Vikings, lots of things. Great actor.
You know what? You said... Oh, never mind.
What?
No, there was like three that I had for him. One of them was The Usual Suspects, and then there was like two others.
That weren't Vikings?
That weren't Vikings.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Ferryman is Desmond Harrington, and he's in Dexter and Wrong Turn.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I hate Wrong Turn.
Me too.
Blech. Emily Browning as Katie. She was in Sucker Punch and American Gods.
She's really good in American Gods.
I know that I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I didn't mind Sucker Punch.
I don't think I saw it.
It's honestly a terrible movie, but I didn't mind it.
The woman that plays Epps in this, like, mm-hmm. disowned it. She hated it.
Yeah, because she thought it was going to be like more of a psychological thing and not...
And that not as gory.
Yes.
Did you know, too, that Emily Browning turned down the role of Bella Swan?
She would have been amazing.
Amazing.
She would have been so good.
I know.
The fuck? Not the...
Talk about that later.
Ron Eldred as Dodge. He's in ER and Justified. Isaiah Washington as Greer. He was in Grey's Anatomy and the 100. Carl Urban as Munder. All of the things.
He's been in all of the things,
yeah. He's in The Boys. He's in Lord of the Rings. He's in...
Star Trek.
There's one other one, too. Riddick. Like, so mm-hmm. many things. Joanne met him at Comic-Con because he was there the last year that we were there.
Shut up, really?
She said he's one of the nicest people ever, so that made me very happy.
Aw.
Alex Dimitriadis. Dimitriadis.
I don't know.
Okay. He plays Santos, and he was in Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo, and American Grace. And then I wanted to put her down because she plays kind of like a bigger role in the movie. Francesca Redditini. She plays Francesca, the woman in red. She's Italian cinema. She doesn't speak English. They had to have a translator in.
Yeah.
So
that's why she doesn't have that many lines, I guess.
Yes. All right. There's that.
Okay. This is basically The Shining.
Yeah.
Or like actually more similar to like Event Horizon.
That's, yeah. I would say that.
It is about salvagers. They find a ghost ship and... Trouble ensues.
They are approached by ferrymen to salvage the ship.
Yeah, so he tells them they're salvagers. They just go to all different kinds of wrecks. Basically, anything that they find out in the open ocean, you can keep.
That's not true, because I looked into it.
It's not?
Salvage law. Because I really wanted to know, because you hear it in movies all the time.
Yeah.
About, like, finders keepers, and that's 100% not true. So...
Is your front door open?
It is.
You explain it, yes. And I'll run and shut the door.
So, salvage law, and this essentially just sums it up. A successful salver is not entitled to keep vessel or contents, but can get a reward for the find. Anyone who finds a ship must report it, and that includes international waters. And if there is no claim on the ship, like they don't know who owns it, then the salvers can take the ship and the contents, but it has to go through like protocol.
Well, okay, so then
no finders keepers, like in the movies, and there's a big difference between like treasure hunting and salvagers.
Okay, because treasure hunting, if you go scuba diving and you find, like, a box of gold doubloons,
yeah,
you get to keep it, right?
I think you still have to, like, report it to someone. Like, it's not necessarily... You get rewarded for it,
like,
but I don't
this
think...
belongs in a museum. Like,
this belongs in a museum. Yeah. I don't... From what I understood reading what I read online, and if somebody is listening... They can message us or whatever.
Somebody tell us.
But my understanding is salvagers have to report everything, and then they get to keep stuff depending on who actually owns whatever.
Okay. I also wanted to know, I guess we'll get there. Oh, this is also, it was nominated. It didn't win a Fangoria Chainsaw Award for worst film.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
I've seen way worse.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
We've, half of the movies that we've talked about have been worse than this. Like,
I think the twist ending is really good, or like the twist in it. Yeah. I think
the dark ending.
But Ferryman.
His name is Ferryman.
His name is Ferryman. Well, let's okay. move on to the plot and we'll get there.
So, salvagers, there's a team, mm-hmm. small group of them. They're hanging out in this bar. They're kind of deciding what the next step is going to be. They just got off like a salvage. They're deciding what to do. I don't know if you noticed this, but there's five of them at the table, five or six of them.
Six.
There's six of them, mm-hmm. and there's like 15 open beers, like full open beers.
They're having a good time.
Yeah, but you're just, I don't care how fast you drink, your beers are going to go flat.
Yeah.
Actually, I do know one guy that like puts them back about as fast as you'd have to put them back if you had four or five open beers in front of you. Ooh. Anyway. Yeah, he can down them. Anyway, I thought that was weird. Ferryman approaches them. He says he's a pilot, flies back and forth over whatever bay.
Yeah.
It's in the north somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
and he's spotted this ship. And he wants a cut. He wants 20%. They kind of talk it over. They decide the crew is going to split. He's going to get 10%. And the crew is going to split it six ways.
Yes.
They don't know what ship it is. They just have see no pictures idea. Of it.
Yeah.
They know it's huge, but they don't know, like,
yeah.
anything about it.
They don't know the deets.
We skipped, like, the whole intro, which is the worst part.
We did. I was wondering, but I just let you talk.
What?
So, opening scene, 1962. Lovely moonlit night on the, whatever the ship is named. Write it down.
I did not, because I know that the ship is modeled after the Andrea Doria.
Yeah.
But it's the Anthony...
Yeah.
I thought I did write it down somewhere, but maybe not. I didn't write it down anywhere.
That's okay.
Are you looking for it?
I am.
Anyway, cruise ship. It's beautiful. Beautiful night. Woman is singing, the Italian singer. She's
Antonia Grazza.
Antonia Grazza.
The Grazza.
She's singing. Ugh. Beautiful night. There's a little girl, which I always wondered why she was traveling alone.
That's
and I actually paid attention to it this time, and now I know why.
Why?
She was traveling. The ship was going from somewhere to somewhere, but America was
most of the time.
Mm-hmm. the ship was going to the U.S.
Yeah.
To New York. Mm-hmm. And her family had moved, and she was moving, going to okay. be with her family.
I was wondering why she was traveling alone, too, so mm-hmm. that's good.
Little girl traveling alone, beautiful night. Has to be one of the most disturbing scenes I've ever seen in a movie in my life.
Yeah, so think of the scene in 13 Ghosts where the guy is bisected. And then multiply that by, like,
50. Yeah. So they're dancing out on the, like, deck of the boat.
The captain takes Katie, the little girl, and is dancing with her. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Lovely.
A wire, like, one of the support wires of the ship or whatever, snaps.
Because you see somebody, like, fuck with the tension.
Yeah. They screw up the tension. So this wire snaps. And it cuts through the entire crowd.
Can't happen.
No, Mythbusters debunked it.
Mm-hmm. They didn't say the show or the movie that it came from, but they debunked it.
Yeah.
There's no way that this could happen.
So it's the cable slices through.
Everybody.
Everybody. But you just, it's just like a loud snap. And everyone is still standing there.
And it, you see the wire, like, get to the end, and it's just, like,
dripping
blood.
With blood. But everyone is still standing there. And then you start seeing, like, limbs fall off.
Clothing slowly
drops down. Bodies, like, slide in half.
Did you like the woman that was trying to, like, get the bottom half of her? Like,
yeah. And, like, the guy that's like, looking at his, like, twitching arm and, like... Disgusting.
It is said to be one of the most traumatizing opening scenes in a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to do the makeup for that scene in front of Emily Browning just so she wouldn't, like, be traumatized. Like, she sat in on the makeup and stuff being done.
So that she knew, like, the guts spilling out and everything, like, was fake.
Because she doesn't get cut in half because she's so little.
Short. Yeah.
And so she, like, looks up at the captain and the captain's face just, like, falls.
Yeah, his head slides apart.
Yeah.
It's pretty disgusting. Then it jumps to modern time with the boat and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
I think it's because we were just talking about it and I just, whatever. It's anyway. Okay. They decide to take up Ferryman on it. Ferryman's his last name. His first name's John or Jack or something like that.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. They decide that they're going to do it. So there's a bad storm. And Ferryman has to go with them, too. That's one of his stipulations.
Yeah. And I was watching them when they're on the ship traveling in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, even this is making me seasick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I watch the videos of, like, the deep sea fishermen and stuff.
There's, like, no way.
There's just, I would die. I would die. That's my hell.
But, yeah, like... all the regular crew is just hanging out, like, in their bunks, and they're all chatting and whatever, and Ferryman is, like, horribly sick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ship is, like, glitching off and on the radar.
Yeah.
And
it's so ghostly.
It is. It's so ghost-like.
It's so apparition-like.
And then it appears out of nowhere in the storm, and they crash. Mm-hmm. Well, not, like... super damaging, but they crash their tugboat into it. They crash the tugboat. Well, Murphy, who's the captain of the ship, is, like, amazed because he knows right away that it's a ship that went missing in May of 1962. There was no distress signal. It just disappeared. He, like, knows that it's worth a fortune.
Yes.
Because, like, nobody knew where it went. They get on board. Okay.
How do you not know?
What do you mean?
How do you just lose a ship?
It's pretty common, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I imagine, because the Earth is, like, 75% water. But
there are, I looked it up, there's, like, over 500 reported, like, missing ships.
Did they just think it went down, do you think?
I would assume, yeah. And then they just float around until somebody sees them. I mean, that's, it's a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up because I wanted to know if a boat could float in the water.
It can't.
For 40 years. There was one boat. It was built in 1914. It was the SS Bay Chimo. I'm just going to say that wrong, whatever. And in 1931, it was abandoned. And it was still floating around. The last sighting of it was in 1969.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It was a cargo ship. It changed hands, but I think when it was abandoned, it was owned by the Hudson Bay Company.
That's fucking wild.
So that one floated around for 38 years.
Okay.
Part of it, though, is that it was for a while, like, caught up in ice.
Okay.
And, like, so it wasn't, like, floating the open seas. But, yeah, they'll float until they run into something or...
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they just get blown around forever. Okay, so he knows that it's going to be a fortune. They get on board. Their radios aren't working very well. They're kind of cutting in and out.
Epps is, like, immediately suspicious of things.
Yes. They walk past this little, like, block word toy that
Katie had
been playing with. and it changed from like on board to welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Which was
ghostly.
Ghostly. Then who falls through the floor?
Munder.
Munder.
Mm-hmm.
So they are walking along. Obviously, it's an abandoned cruise ship and it's from the 60s. It's beautiful inside, you know.
But obviously run down.
Run down. Yeah. Everything was rotten and kind of gross, but there was still like beautiful murals on the walls. And you could tell that it was like amazing at the time.
Yes.
They say, watch out, you know, be careful of the floors. Munder falls through the floor. Epps barely catches him in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she's looking down into kind of like a grand ballroom and she sees the ghost of Katie standing there. So after that, she's like kind of some over the whole ship.
Hinky shit is going on.
Yes. They also, while they're poking around the ship, they find a digital watch. So they know that other people have been there and just disappeared.
Yeah.
Then Murphy does kind of a like Jaws thing where he tells a creepy story about ghost ships.
Yeah.
The Mary Celeste was the ship where like everyone went missing like that.
Everyone went missing. And the ship, like, sailed around and would, like, vanish and come back and
it went, like hundreds of miles in the course of a day. It was just, like, a crazy, creepy story. Epps tells ferryman what she saw. And then
she's, like, confiding in a ferryman, like, way more than I would be.
I think he's, like, kind of cute and he's the new guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is not something you would tell him. You would tell, like, your close friends. Like
I would
family
tell,
on the boat.
Yes.
I mean, they're not family, but they have all worked together a long time. And the next day, they find the hull breach. They decide that they're going to repair it. Greer wants to call the ship in to the Coast Guard and, like, report that they found it. Murphy says to wait because he doesn't want other people hearing about it and trying to, like, take their score.
Which could be a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But if they called it into the Coast Guard first, the Coast Guard can be like, can show up relatively.
Well, yeah. And like people that work for the Coast Guard could leak that information
too. That's
true. Like, hey, there's only seven people guarding the ship if you want to, you know. Then as they all kind of split up, they're all exploring. Epps is in where the pool was, and she sees bullet holes in the pool.
She's kind of like putting things together.
Well,
where
the fuck did everyone go? Yeah.
Wouldn't there be like bodies and bones and shit? At least bones, right?
Well, I think they probably just chucked them overboard.
That's true.
That's my guess.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, there's bullet holes. As she's climbing out, she gets confronted with Katie again and falls backward into the pool.
Yeah.
Murphy and Greer, they find the captain's quarters and there's a razor with what appears to have dried blood on it in the sink, like a straight razor.
Yep.
Then two of them go down to the engine room. The engine room's flooded.
I thought Epps and Ferryman go down there. To the engine room because they find the ickies.
That's, I think, a different area.
Okay.
They're in the laundry.
Okay.
When they find that. So they're all spread out. What I think is funny is they're like, be careful of the floors. The one guy almost like falls through, almost dies, but then they're still, it's like, okay, let's all split up.
Let's all split up. Splitting up is always a good idea. I hate it.
Then all of their radios, as they're all exploring, pick up like some Italian singing, an Italian woman singing.
Beautiful Francesca is making an appearance.
Yeah. And they're all kind of like.
Greer, he hears her first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Epps and Ferryman are in the laundry. They open a door, which I also thought was weird because they have no idea what areas of the ship are flooded.
No, they're just opening doors left and right.
Yeah. So, like, she could open that door and it could, like, blast open from water pressure and, like, crush her.
Yes.
That just doesn't ever seem to happen.
No.
Like, and it happens in every other boat movie.
Yes.
Anyway, she opens the door.
But this is a ghost ship.
Water pours out and there's also a bunch of bodies in there.
Yeah.
They hadn't been there that long.
No.
A little strange, I think. As they're trying to get away from these bodies, their path, like, the doors are getting locked behind them. So they kind of only have one option. So they're going kind of farther into the ship. It sort of leads them... Yeah, okay. So they find a little room that has boxes in it that are filled with gold bars.
Yep.
At that point, there's ghosts calling Epps over the radio.
It's just like the shit intensifies once they find the gold.
Once they find the gold, yeah.
Do you think the gold is cursed? Or do you think it's just...
I think the gold causes the greed that makes it easy to take the souls.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Because greed is a deadly sin.
Yes.
Okay.
Dodge and Munder are hiding in the big walk-in cooler and scare them. Because they're just, like, kind of having a good time. They get Murphy and they show him the gold. Why aren't they immediately just putting the gold on their boat and like, all right, we're the fuck out of here?
This is what we have. We are going. Maybe because...
That's all I would want is the gold. Just take the gold.
Maybe because Murphy knows how much the ship is going to be worth, so he wants everything.
Do you know how much the gold is worth?
Probably a shit ton of money.
Okay, so... This was the thing that always bothers me in movies when people just, like, toss around bars of gold.
They're heavy.
They weigh 27 pounds.
Yes.
Your standard, like, gold brick weighs 27 pounds. So one of those boxes would weigh, like, 300 yes. pounds, if not more.
But they're just like, doo-doo.
Yeah. I don't know why they're not taking the gold. Then they realize that there's no, like, mark on the bars. There's no numbers, nothing, which means the gold is stolen.
Yes.
Somebody had removed it. Any kind of mark. So they... I would leave the boat and take the gold. But what do I know? As they're leaving, trying to, like, get back to the ship to kind of figure out what they're going to do, Katie tells them not to start the boat.
Yes.
Because, what's his name?
Well, Santos? Katie, like, screams it.
She screams it as half of them are on the boat, half of them are making their way to the boat, kind of thing. Because
they're planning on just, like, tugging the boat.
Yeah, they were going to pull the boat. It was supposed to take them 2 weeks to get from where they were pulling this boat back to wherever. What is his name? Santos?
Santos.
He's in the engine room working on the boat.
Like the tugboat.
The tugboat.
Or like their boat. Yes. I shouldn't call it a tugboat, but...
Their salvage boat. He's working on it. Is it Dodge? Somebody's trying to start the boat.
I think it's Dodge.
To leave. Well, Katie comes screaming out, don't start the boat, don't start it. Well, the boat explodes.
The boat explodes. Somebody, like... Somebody tampered with the boat. And you see, like, the tank, like, turn on. So you know it's shit propane. Is going to hit the fan.
There's, like, a propane leak in the boat.
Which I thought was funny because Santos, like, smells. And he's just like, oh, no. Like, he realizes something's off, but propane doesn't have a smell.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They put stuff in it, though, to make it smell.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because propane has a distinct smell.
But as Katie is, like, screaming at them to not start the boat, she is tackled by an unseen force.
Yes. Well.
Who the fuck is that?
The boat explodes. Santos dies.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's down in the bottom of it.
Yes.
The rest of the crew manages to make it back on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decide that they're going to try to fix the cruise ship to sail it back to wherever. Yeah.
Or, there's like a group of islands that they're trying to get to that they know.
They're trying to avoid those islands.
Oh, okay.
Because the ship is drifting and it's going to drift into these little tiny islands.
Okay.
That provide no help. They're just like rocky.
Yeah.
Barren okay. areas. So they're trying to get the boat to turn to avoid that so okay. they can hopefully go in like a safer direction with it.
Yeah.
So they decide, yeah, they're going to try to fix it and that's how they're going to save themselves. Well, they all end up arguing, of course, because their friend just died. Their boat just blew up.
It's and like, Ferryman is kind of like a dick about it.
He is.
He's just like, well, there's nothing we can do now.
Well, then Greer and Munder get into it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it is. Dodge, I think, blames Ferryman.
Yes.
So everybody's fighting. Yes. It's not good. At this point, Epps just like wanders off on her own and yeah. decides that she's going to start looking for Katie. Mm-hmm. Because she looked in the captain's log to like see or whatever it is, not the captain's log.
Captain's log. Stardate 4682.
Yeah, no. She looks at like the passenger list and mm-hmm. sees that there's a young girl traveling yeah. by herself. Knows it's her.
The so, manifest.
Yes. Good job.
You're welcome.
As she's walking down like the corridor of the ship, all the doors start slamming except one that's open, and yes. that is Katie's room.
Oh.
At this point, everyone's separated and everything is getting fucked up.
Yeah. It's a shit show.
Munder and Dodge, they find some food. They find canned food.
Yeah.
This part is kind of dumb.
It's so dumb.
They decide that they're going to eat it. They're like joking around, having a good time.
And also at this point too, they kind of guess that the crew was poisoned because they found a shit ton of rat poison cans in the kitchen.
Yeah.
In the galley.
So at this point, they've found the rat poison, assume that whoever was on the ship was yeah. poisoned. Then they had also found the pool full of bullet holes.
Yeah. They're kind of like putting it together and...
Yeah. Well, it's all the passengers, too. Like, yeah. all the passengers and everyone gets poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Well, they're sitting there laughing, having a good time. And as they're chewing, they, like, look at each other. And this food that they're spooning out is maggots.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's a little disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit gross.
Ugh.
Epps
finds... This is where all of the ghostly things start to, like, really kick off.
Yeah, that's, like, the first one.
Ooh.
Oh, Greer, too, is down in the, like, ballroom yes. area. He's getting drunk. He misses his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Slash fiancé.
Yeah.
Lady of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He gets drunk. He's missing her. But he's also checking out the poster of...
Francesca. She is...
She's beautiful, yeah.
So pretty.
When Epps finds Katie's room, it's cute. It's got all of her dolls, mm-hmm. her clothes in it. And she opens a closet and finds a skeleton hanging in it.
Yeah.
A dead body.
Poor Katie.
Yeah. Then I felt like I should have just wrote it down like per person instead of how it bounces back and forth.
I know.
But I always say I'm going to do that and then I'd have to rewrite it and happens. I never do.
Yeah.
Greer... is drunk, sees the room being magically rebuilt back to exactly how it looked all around him.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's applauding. That's very shining.
It's very shining.
To me. Yeah. Francesca, I can't try to read it like that now. Say,
is it ruined?
Yeah.
All right.
Greer mm-hmm. kisses Francesca.
And he's just like, I know it's not real. But
so
whatever.
It's not cheating because it's not real.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean, it'd be like dreaming, like, but I guess you're awake. So
do you remember in
Ghostbusters,
the ghost with the Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
Is that cheating? Would that be considered cheating? You always hear about those stories about my husband's a ghost. Yeah. Like tabloid bullshit. Mm-hmm. I still love him.
Oh, that's like in the end of Shaun of the Dead is like that. Yeah.
You sleep with that? Oh, that's good.
So the captain of the cruise ship as a ghost pours a drink
for Murphy.
Now Murphy, I'm assuming, recovering alcoholic.
Yes. They kind of like allude to that. At it
because Ferryman wants to buy him a beer right in the very beginning. Yeah. And he's like, I don't drink.
Yeah.
Well, after everything that happens, caves.
Yeah. Whew, that's a lot.
Yeah. Katie then, Epp sees the body, finds her locket. It's mm-hmm. her mom and dad, Katie's mom and dad. And Katie shows up. She says that she was on her way to New York to be with her family.
Mm-hmm. Her mom made her dress.
Yes. She says that there's a quota and that there's a bad man after her. I know.
Poor Katie.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Greer, meanwhile, is following Francesca, who is undressing.
She is. Yep.
He manages to follow her until he falls down an elevator shaft and dies.
Which is awful. Like, he Which goes is awful. To, like, grab her, and then he's in the elevator shaft.
Yeah, he, like, leans in to, like, get close to her mm-hmm. and falls down the elevator shaft.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So, the captain of the original ship tells Martin that... Murphy.
Martin.
That they had gotten sidetracked because Murphy asks him about, like, the log, like... You know, you guys went missing, the log ends, blah, blah, blah.
What's up with that?
The Lorelei was sinking, and they decided to go on, like, a rescue mission, and the captain shows him pictures of the boat.
Yep.
So that was, yeah, they went after the Lorelei. Well, the Lorelei was already fucked, and...
It was already haunted.
So it contaminated their boat.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's like a virus.
Well, then Murphy, drunk, thinks that Epps is Santos and that Santos wants to kill him.
Yes.
So he essentially gets in like a horrible fight with his best friend / daughter type figure.
Yes.
In his life. They get in a big fight. Well, they end up like kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Ferryman saves her, and they dump Murphy into this big empty aquarium
mm-hmm.
that has, like, a screw top lid.
As they mostly or
like
do.
Or, like, a hatch type lid. I don't know. Maybe they did in the 60s. I forgot to turn my phone down, too. That's so my okay. phone's been beeping like crazy.
Yeah, maybe. So they just, like, screw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Then they're still planning on fixing the boat. They... put in a patch. The patch worked. So then they had this pump and they're pumping the water mm-hmm. out of the ship. Well, they're still trying to avoid the islands. Epps then finds Greer. Katie, this is the flashback, which was amazing.
The flashback in this.
Probably my favorite part.
It's fucking so good.
So it's set to this like kind of trippy, like early 2000s rock.
Wrote it down. It's by John Frizzell. It's called My Little Box, and it's very, late 90s music.
Very much so.
It's very 13 Ghosts.
Very 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
Katie tells Epp she wants to show her. They do a big, cool flashback scene.
Oh, my God.
About the crew, or certain members of the crew.
Certain members of the crew.
Poisoning the food.
And then it shows, like, the dining room and people, like, throwing up.
And, like, falling over and collapsing.
Oh, my God.
And, like, falling and taking out tables.
Yes.
Like, this crazy... That's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I'm just going to wait until other people start eating before I eat.
Yes. And it's very much, like, they take the camera and they just, like, pan.
Yes.
Around.
So you're getting, the camera is like on the move. So you're just catching, it's not just focusing on one person being poisoned. It's mm-hmm. like a whole shot of the room and like people collapsing everywhere.
Yes.
And then the rest of the murderers, they are executing people.
Yeah, they, you see the wire scene.
You see the wire scene. You see guys with like machine guns just like gunning people down. They're dragging people out of their rooms.
And this
they
part,
take Katie.
This part was really sad too. In the opening scene, Katie is like messing with that toy. And there's one of the crewmen that's like super nice and is like helping her with it. And you see her being like dragged away and she looks in a room and the crewman's getting his throat slit.
Yes.
And it's just so sad. And she's like screaming.
I thought that was the captain.
No.
Or no. Okay.
No. It's, and it's just fucking chaos.
It's
there are
chaos.
People running all over the place. Like,
yeah. People getting dragged out of their rooms. Crazy. They have the captain where they slit his throat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all to like really cool music.
I know.
Well, then they see the gold, the like mutineers.
Yeah.
Really like
yeah.
taking over the ship. They see the gold and then they all start fighting and then they all start shooting and killing each other.
And then Francesca sultries herself over.
Sultries?
Sultries herself over. Like the little queen bee that she is.
And she meets a man. You don't see his face right away.
Mm-hmm.
And a hook.
She like kisses the dude.
She kisses him. They're like to the team.
But before that though, like... She like sultries up or whatever.
Sultry is not.
It's not a word, but I'm saying
up.
It. I'm just saying it. And there's one of the crew members, and he turns and looks at her, and then turns around, and then kills the rest of the crew members. And then he like turns back, and she has a little pistol, and she shoots him.
Yeah, she's like this mastermind.
Wild.
Which is crazy because she doesn't speak their language, and she
no,
still
she's
is like,
"Fuck you, this is yep, mine."
Taking that gold. Well, she's kisses the mystery man. This big giant hook. They're kind of in the like garage area.
Well, yeah, they kiss and then it like turns around and you see that it's fucking Ferryman.
Yes.
And then he kind of like backs away from her and then this giant fucking hook comes and hooks her in the neck.
Yes.
It's awful.
And then she's like swinging. Mm-hmm. And then he goes up and touches her hand and leaves a mark on her hand.
Yes.
Like a hook type scar.
Yes.
Like a burn kind
mm-hmm.
of. And that means she's marked. So she counts as like one of the people.
One of the sinners.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's when you realize it's Ferryman.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do, like, a flashback to modern time where Ferryman, like, set them up. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, come this way, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of his, like, scheme on getting them out there. Then Epps realizes that Murphy is in great danger.
Yes.
She rushes to where he is.
Mm-hmm.
The fish tank had conveniently been filled with water and
yes.
he was trapped inside. So Epps is devastated.
As you would be.
She runs to tell Dodge. She's about to tell him, and Ferryman shows up.
Yeah.
So she says, I'm going to go look for Munder.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know what's going on. You two stay together. Don't let him out of your sight. And she don't let each other out of your sights. So she doesn't want to let on like she knows that Ferryman is a bad guy.
Yeah.
But she also doesn't want to be left alone with him. She like,
did I screw up the names? Dodge is the one that's with Ferryman.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Munder.
Mm-hmm. No, she's going to go look for Munder.
Yes.
And she, Dodge can tell she's like acting weird,
mm-hmm.
but she like,
yeah,
you know, it works. So she escapes. Says she's going to look for Munder.
Yeah.
While she's looking Well, she doesn't look for Mundur long because Mundur is diving down into the ship to work on something alone, which I don't know why the fuck you would do that.
Yeah.
But he's doing that unsupervised while part of the ship turns on and sucks him into... Sorry, I keep burping.
That's okay.
Sucks him into these gears and just like grinds him up. Horrible.
I can't even... No.
Epps decides that she needs to blow the ship up.
Yeah.
Because she knows that Ferryman is collecting.
Ferryman needs to meet his quota. His boss will not be happy.
Yes.
Which brings me to a thing. So you're telling me that out of the entire crew, passengers, Katie was the only one that wasn't sinned or that like hadn't sinned because he collects the souls of sinners.
There might have been other ghosts there.
Yeah.
Maybe Katie was like the brave one that was reaching out. That was kind of my thing too.
Okay.
So there probably was, but like she couldn't move on. She was just essentially trapped there. I'm sure there's other ghosts trapped.
Yeah.
She was the one that approached them.
Okay.
That's my assumption. Yeah. Maybe she was like the strongest one where she could like appear.
The purest one.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Epp sets a bunch of bombs to blow it up. Dodge then finds Epps, but it's not actually Dodge. What?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Mundur gets sucked into the gears. Ferryman and Dodge kind of like pick a little fight with each other.
Well, because Dodge loves Epps.
Yes. So he calls him a coward.
Yeah.
Because he won't, like, make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad.
It is sad.
But he's afraid to make a move. So they start fighting. Well, then, in self-defense, Dodge shoots Ferryman and thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
Now, I would not call him a sinner after that. Because that's supposed to be, like, his sin. They're all supposed to, like...
Have one sin.
Have a sin.
Yes.
Like Greer was lust.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy was drinking.
Yeah.
They kind of made the shitty one for Mundur because they do rock, paper, scissors
mm-hmm.
to decide who's going to dive. And that's like gambling.
Yes. Yeah. They kind of, yeah.
And this one is like loosely like murder, but it's self-defense. It's self-defense. So I wouldn't really call it that.
Yeah.
Well, then Dodge goes down. Supposedly Dodge.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Goes down to find Epps. She's looking at him kind of weird.
Yeah.
And says, why didn't you ask where Mundur is?
Right.
And then that's when she knows, unfortunately, you don't see Dodge die. But
you know that it happened.
You know that it happened.
Yeah.
He turns around. It's Ferryman. Ferryman tries to kill her. They get in this big fight. You know, getting slammed into everything and thrown around. And I feel like they would have died like 10,000 times from trying to fight in like such a dangerous area. But whatever. She takes this like impossible shot with
I wanted to talk to you about this. It's impossible, right?
She falls. I think she's in the water and she finds a spear gun, which why is that there?
I don't know.
And it's probably like a 15-foot shot where she comes out of the water and she shoots the little handheld detonator.
Yeah.
I don't know. That blows up the ship. Blows a hole in the ship. Yeah. So it sinks. It's sinking.
Ugh.
The ship... Hardcore explodes.
Like, big time.
Somehow, though...
She lives.
She lives.
With not a scratch on her.
She gets
Katie
like,
helped her.
Katie helped her.
But have you ever tried opening up your eyes in salt water? It's like rubbing your eyes with sandpaper.
It is. However, if you're dying...
That's true.
Sandpapery water to the eyes is 1,000 times better than dying.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
or less terrible. Yeah. I don't know. Violent explosion. Epps somehow escapes. The ship sinking is really cool.
It is really cool.
There's like all the ghosts. It turns up and is sinking like the Titanic.
Absolutely, it is.
Like on its end.
It's the best.
Straight down. And then all of the ghosts are freed and they're like swirling up.
Yeah.
And there has to be like hundreds because it's the whole crew.
It's the whole chain of boats. So you get under the assumption that the Lorelei was not the first boat, that it's like a virus, that it goes from boat to boat. The gold transfers from boat to boat.
Yes.
Yeesh.
So all it's like thousands of ghosts because there had to be 1,000 people on that boat between the crew and everything, you know. A zillion ghosts go flying up. My question is, so she is basically now Rose from Titanic. She's like on not a door, but like a chest or something.
Yeah.
Floating, a trunk. The ship sinks. Somehow she doesn't get sucked under when the ship actually goes down. I don't, you know, whatever. She makes it out of there.
It's Katie.
Isn't the Katie. Okay.
Katie is helping her.
Saved her. Isn't the water also very cold?
I would imagine. I would imagine deep sea water is very cold.
And there's somewhere where it's like cold.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like.
And there's no whistle in this scenario or door where she can get up out of the water.
No, she's just like laying over something. She gets rescued by a passing ship.
By a cruise ship.
Yes. Rescued by a cruise ship who, you know,
saw her, which is weird.
Well, they'd see like all the debris everywhere. There'd be a shit ton of stuff floating in the water. They'd know that there was something. But then they'd have to have like search people come and whatever. I would imagine they would call the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard would search. The cruise ship wouldn't be the one like picking her up and caring for her. But
she is carried off of the cruise ship.
She's carried off of the cruise ship.
Yes.
Cruise ships have like all of their own shit though. Like she wouldn't, I mean, at some point she'd have to leave, but not like on a stretcher in an ambulance.
Yeah.
They have like their own like medical center. Yeah. They have a morgue.
They have to.
Yeah. I guess not all of them, but the big, big ones do. As she's getting wheeled off the ship into the back of an ambulance, she's sitting up.
This part
she sees
blew my mind.
Some men that look familiar.
Not 100%, but they have striking similarities.
Similarities. I ran it back. I don't think it's any of them.
No, they just make it.
They make it look like it is them, though.
Yes, it's her crew.
It looks like her crew carrying the boxes
of gold.
Which once again,
where the fuck did they come from?
And then
it's not like they would have floated.
Ferryman is getting onto the boat.
And he turns and looks at her.
And he looks at her. The end.
And it's like the sweet 90s music again.
Yes.
As they're carrying the
early 2000s rock.
Yes. It reminds me a lot of Tool or something. Like,
no, I think actually one of the songs, like when I was looking at
Nine Inch Nails.
No. Oh, it is kind of Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. It's Mudvayne.
Okay.
Mudvayne has a song on here. And it's all kind of like that. What do you think? Do you like it?
I fucking love this movie. I do too.
I
don't care that it got shitty reviews. I don't care that it was voted the worst film. Would I watch it all the time? God, no. But I would watch the opening scene. And I would watch the flashback scene. Daily. I love
like
the flashback
scene. I used to have my phone read me the news in the morning. It would just like the opening scene from Ghost Ship would start playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. it's so wild that a movie starts like that and the music is so calming and you know they're just having a good
old time. It starts out very vintagey.
Yes.
And I think I don't know if Greg did this time or if it was the last time we watched it where he's like, are we watching the right movie? Like what?
Yeah, because you would have no idea.
Yeah, like it pans in on the ship and it's made to look like old film.
Yeah.
Not like black and white, like it's still in color, but it has that like texture to it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this.
I did too.
Gore, 5. For the opening scene.
Opening scene, I'd maybe still give it a 4.
Okay.
Because while it's gory, it's not scary.
Yes. I would say a 3 on the scare factor too. I don't think that this movie is necessarily that scary.
I'd say 2 on scary.
Okay.
2 on scary, 4 on gory for me. And really all the gore is the opening scene.
Yes.
After that, there's like some fights and the maggot scene is kind of gross.
The hook scene.
Yeah, but
even that, it's quick. Like you see her hanging there and she's kind of twitchy and then it like pans out.
Yeah, if you don't want to see people getting like sliced in half, you could always run it through the first like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'd skip the goriest part.
Because you know when it's going to happen.
Because when the first time I saw it, I'm like, I don't think I can fucking sit through this.
It's like,
if this is what it's going to do, it's going to be like this the whole time. No, I can't do that.
When I watched, I tell you this story all the time, 28 Days Later, Dawn of the Dead, the new one, with the next scene.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is going to be the entire movie. Like, oof-da.
I can't do this.
Jeff almost walked out.
Why did you even take him to scary movies?
I don't know.
They're not his thing.
He hated scary movies. It'd be like taking Mike to one. Although Mike will sit through them because I like them. He'll just do something else.
Look at his phone or whatever.
Yeah. I really like this.
I do too. I would say 2 on scariness because it wasn't particularly scary. Mm-hmm. And then 4 on...
A 5 on the fucking twist ending. 4.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Ferryman. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's his last name? Really? Okay. What a twist.
Yeah, it was good. It was a nice, like, setup. I don't think it was, like, that big of a twist, though.
No. You know some hinky shit is going on.
Yeah. Like, why are they out there? Why is this happening? There's a lot of questions. It's not just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Surprise.
That's true.
Hey, kitty cat.
All right. Well, that's Ghost Ship. We hope you enjoyed it. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future, whatever, follow us on Instagram, /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. You can also find us on Facebook, /your movie review. And if you don't want to listen to us on iTunes or Spotify, you can tune in to MTRS Radio every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.